Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Well, I respect and we respect that person's beliefs. That person's not going to get on an airplane.
Okay. There will be no exceptions just because of religion.
People choose to worship God as they please. Islam flourishes, but so do other faiths.
To meet its moral obligations to the Iraqi people, it is critically important that the United States take additional steps now to help Iraq protect its citizens, especially Christians, and others who are victims of organized attacks.
Luther doesn't want us to find our predestination in eternity past. Luther wants us to find it in the wounds of Jesus Christ, in His Word, and in His sacraments.
I'm Daniel Bergquist. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I'm a Macintosh software engineer. And I love Issues Etc.
It's hard to believe that this would even be necessary, but very recently, voters in Oklahoma decided to approve an amendment to their constitution that would have made it impossible to use Sharia law as the basis for the laws in their state. And just today, an Oklahoma City federal judge extended a temporary ban on the implementation of that constitutional amendment. The U.S. District Judge Vicki Miles LaGrange said she'd rule Monday. 70% of Oklahoma voters approved the measure on November 2nd, but Munir Awad, who's a Muslim and is executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations in Oklahoma, filed a suit saying it demonizes his faith. So that constitutional amendment in Oklahoma that would say no Sharia law here is right now in limbo. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll kick off today's show talking to Brigitte Gabriel of Act for America about an attempt to ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. And then it's open lines, Issues Etc. for your answer to this question. Is it a sin for Transportation Security Administration officials and agents to body scan you, to search you before you get on the airplane? It's Monday afternoon, the 22nd of November. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at IssuesETC or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Brigitte Gabriel is a regular guest, founder of Act for America, and author of the book, Why They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. Brigitte, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd. I'm glad to be back with you.
Your reaction to what this judge in Oklahoma, U.S. District Judge, did over against what the voters in Oklahoma seem to want to have done.
Well, this judge is going to learn very fast that actually she has no right to do so. The way our states and our government was set is that the states in any given state can decide how they want their laws to govern them. The federal government has no business butting into their own affairs. But what we are seeing right now is with a bigger government trying to shove its policies down the throats of all little states, and this is why the federal government had a problem with the law in Arizona, which was passed by the governor. But in this case, the people of the state of Oklahoma, over 70% of them went out and voted for this. I think they're not going to get anywhere, no matter how much they try and trying to stop this amendment that the state did to its own laws. But meanwhile, they're going to waste a lot of money and a lot of resources and a lot of lawyers' time by the state who are going to try to defend this position.
Why is it even necessary for the voters in Oklahoma to put it in the state constitution that Sharia law will not be the basis for their state law?
Because we are starting to see Sharia law, Islamic law, cited in many states in the United States. I mean, look at Oklahoma's neighbors, Texas. The first Islamic Sharia court in the United States was established in the state of Texas in the late 90s prior to September 11th. But at that time, Todd, people in America were not paying attention to, quote, those Arabs that live on the edge of town. So after September 11th, people started asking, what is jihad? What is Islam? How come we're having a problem with radical Islam? And right now we are seeing judges across America quote foreign law in their court cases, especially when deciding Islamic cases. cases. But they don't call it Sharia law. They call it Pakistani law. They call it Libyan law. They call it Egyptian law. Look at the perfect example of the case in New Jersey, where a Muslim woman went to the judge in New Jersey and told him that her husband is torturing her and raping her up to 4 times a day. She wanted the restraining order. The judge refused to give her the restraining order because he said her husband is a Muslim, and according to his religion, he is within his right. He did not commit a crime. Because under Islamic law, a woman is the property of the man. He can rape her, he can beat her, he can do anything he wants to do to her. Who would have thought, Todd, that in America today, in the 21st century, that an American judge in an American courtroom will tell a woman living in America that it is okay for you to be raped and beaten because your husband is a Muslim? It took this woman 1 year living under these conditions before an appeal court overturned the decision. But the fact that an American judge in this country at this point had even come to the point to do this, one time is too many.
I mean, the bigger issue here, obviously, is the use of foreign laws in American courts. But I guess the most basic question here is some foreign laws are actually compatible with the U.S. system of jurisprudence. Is Sharia law, in its just basic presuppositions, compatible with American jurisprudence?
No, and this is exactly why CAIR and the Muslims are up in arm against it, and here is why. Realize that when they filed their lawsuit against the state of Oklahoma, they said, we want to be able to do whatever we want in our wills. Notice how they mentioned the wills. Now, people in America who are not familiar with Sharia law do not really understand what that means. If we look at Europe, for example, where right now in Britain alone they have 85 Sharia courts operating parallel to British courts. One case study was when a father died, his daughters inherited half of that of the portion of their brothers, because a woman's worth in Islam as a daughter is half of that of a male. Now, do we really want, in the United States, American women to be treated half as important as any man simply because they were born as females? This is the part about Sharia law that most Americans are not familiar with. As for the international law aspect of things, any of that stuff will be amended when the state legislatures meet this spring or this winter. But Sharia law, the thing that Oklahoma passed, will do nothing but stop Muslim men from beating and raping their wives and daughters and killing them in the name of honor. Otherwise, they will be punished under our law.
So is it fair to say that for some American Muslims, what they desire is a system of laws parallel to, or perhaps even operating apart from, the laws that the rest of us in the United States live according to?
That's their ultimate goal, and this is why CAIR, Council on American Islamic Relations, filed the lawsuit. Their true colors are shining. Let's all remember that this is the organization, meaning CAIR, the Council on American Islamic Relations, whose current communications director, Ibrahim Hooper, told the Minneapolis Star Tribune in 1993 that he hoped America's government would be Islamic sometime in the future. This is the same organization whose co-founder, Omar Ahmed, told two California newspapers in 1998 that he wanted the Quran to be the highest authority in America. CAIR is suing because it wants Sharia law in America, and Oklahoma State Question 755 is a firewall against Sharia law.
Does this already happen in effect? You mentioned things in Western Europe. Does this already happen in effect where there is a greater population of Muslims, in particular in Western Europe?
Well, we are seeing this all over Europe because of the rise of Islamic immigration into Europe. We're seeing the same thing in France. We're seeing the same thing in Britain. Like I mentioned, 85 Sharia courts operate in Britain right now parallel to British courts. As you and I are speaking on this interview, Todd, I am sure if you would have stopped any British man 20 years ago on the streets of London and told him that 20 years from now you're going to have a law system that's completely incompatible with your democratic system, operating in your own country, governing Muslims in your own country, he would have told you, you have just lost your marbles because this will never happen. Just as much as an American man in New York on September 10th would have told you, if you told him that tomorrow 19 men with box cutters are going to bring down the World Trade Center, attack the Pentagon, and bring America down to its knees, would have told you that you just lost your mind because this will never happen. It only starts with one And this is the time to start putting firewalls across the United States to make sure this type of incompatible law with our system is not allowed to operate in the United States.
With only 30 seconds, Brigitte, how do you think it's going to go in Oklahoma for this amendment to their Constitution?
It's going to drag. They're going to try to drag it as much as they can. It's going to be tied up in courts. And we don't not really know the outcome at this point, but I do not think they will be able to get anywhere. Now, I do know that other states are instituting such laws. I know that at least 21 states in the United States right now are looking into it. And I know that 11 of them will very likely possibly pass it this spring in their legislative agenda. But they're going to pass a much better legislation that it's legal proof where they're not going to be able to be sued.
Brigitte Gabriel is founder of Act for America. You'll find a link to Act for America and Brigitte's book, Why They Must Be Stopped, under the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Her book is called Why They Must Be Stopped and Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. Brigitte, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you very much.
When we come back, it's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. live this Monday afternoon. I have a simple question for you. I want your answer to this question. Is it a sin for TSA agents to conduct body scans and searches of airline passengers? Is it a sin for TSA agents to do what they're doing right now, which is putting you through the full body scanner where by means of x-rays they're able to see essentially you without your clothes on, looking for devices, not necessarily weapons, but in this case, explosive devices or explosive material. And if you don't want to do that, pat you down in a rather, well, a rather aggressive way, either in public or in private. Is it a sin? I want to hear from you. It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. After this, your answers for the rest of this hour on this Monday afternoon, the 22nd of November. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. This break is a great time to call. 877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or leave your answer to that question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.